Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tis the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we'll get right back into your phone calls. For those of you just tuning in, I've been talking about this IRS situation where apparently the IRS has actually admitted to having targeted certain conservative groups for extra enforcement. That has resulted in an outroaring of outrage. People are upset. They are protesting. There was a protest apparently nationwide happening on Tuesday. And I didn't get any notice that anything was happening in the area. Otherwise, I would have liked to have gone to check it out, because I'd be curious to see what exactly was the message. Now, I did try to pull up some of the signs, like, you know, look for images from some of these protests. You know, what were people trying to say? What were they getting at? What were they trying to communicate to drivers or passersby? What was the general demeanor and the attitude of the protesters? That's why I'm asking you.
I imagine outrage that within institutionally, within the IRS, and I heard it came down from Holder. I would have to check that just to make sure that you know that I'm not talking out of school here. But I heard that it came down from the highest levels. This institutionalized harassment of certain people. Now, I can understand why the IRS might go after people that are protesting taxes to see whether or not they're doing their taxes properly, but they shouldn't be, right? Like, this is one of those areas where the government should turn a blind eye. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm sure the people who support the state would say that absolutely they should be going after people they consider to be tax freedom advocates.
I see that. That sort of makes sense from a Machiavellian standpoint.
Yeah.
Like this, obviously, there would be a certain amount of people who are in the tax freedom movement that would be, you know, fudging on their taxes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is, the government's not supposed to look at people like that. They're supposed to say that everybody's equal under the law, and in the same way that I don't support young Muslim men getting the extra blue glove love at the airport. Mm. I don't support tax freedom advocates getting extra scrutiny from the IRS.
As a matter of fact,
I don't support the IRS. Period.
Yeah, and that's what one of my questions about this, and that's what I want to know. Were you at these IRS protests? What was the message? Was the message, "Hey IRS, you should enforce all the laws on us equally," or was it, "Get rid of the IRS"? Or was it a mix of the two or something else entirely? Because I did see, as I was looking at some of these photos, pictures, like there's one here on the Boston Herald article, "Intrude, Harass, Repress" with IRS highlighted there. Some signs did seem to advocate for the abolishment of the IRS, which I think is good. But were the majority of the people there, you know, holding signs just talking about how unfair it was? We need to be oppressed equally. I'm just wondering, 855-450-FREE, what was your experience if you were there? You can also bring up anything. Robert in West Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WVTS.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, love your show. Just picked it up. Never heard it before.
Welcome, sir.
After hearing you talk to the last caller, you pretty much covered what I was thinking. Basically, that the powers that be are so entrenched and they just do whatever they want, that, you know, is there anything that could really be done to change anything? And could any issue going on today ever be resolved, from, you know, gun laws to gay marriage to, you know, everything that's going on today, even with the IRS thing?
Yes. I mean, the answer is yes. Absolutely. Change can happen for the better. We can have more freedom. But I think in order for that to happen, people have to be willing to do something. And I don't think the average person is willing to do that.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like you were talking about the protest with the IRS, you know, what were the people saying? You know, I mean, we don't know what to do. If you know what I'm saying.
No, I totally understand, and that has been the message that I've received from both Occupy and the Tea Parties, because I've been to both, and that's just seems to be the general viewpoint, is man, things are messed up. What the hell do we do? And so people throw it out, they, you know, throw ideas out there as far as what they think is going to change. We need to run more candidates that care about these issues. Well, that doesn't ever work. I mean, you can look at the history of elections. It's always some new, but you know, some newbie coming up and saying, "Hey, I'm the next Republican slash Democrat thing. I'm going to help. I'm going to help you. I'm going to change things." And then, of course, they don't change anything for people. They change things that, you know, might help corporations and might help the people calling themselves the state and their buddies that are connected to the state. But ultimately, nothing really changes through the political process, at least at a national level. So I don't think running another candidate that is, you know, one of the good boys in the Republican or Democratic Party is going to solve anything. At least it never has. So I think that each individual needs to pursue freedom in some way that is more than just, I'm going to vote next time around. And I don't know what that is. You know, for everybody, it's something different. And it could be writing a bunch of letters to the editor. It could be, you know, going out and doing some rallies and you know, waving signs or coming up with something more creative, something that hasn't been done before. But ultimately, the reason why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project was because there weren't enough people where I came from in Sarasota, Florida, who cared enough to do anything. I mean, there were barely anyone who was willing to even run for political office, let alone do any level of lifting a finger to instruct people or educate people or enlighten people as to what the ideas of liberty were. Because, first of all, people have to understand liberty in order to actually ever achieve it. And there's a huge problem with that in America, where everybody wants freedom for themselves. But whoa, that person down the street who's a little bit weird wouldn't want that guy to have freedom. And so, you know, whether it's gun owners or gays or whatever, those are two issues you mentioned. In New Hampshire, we've got a head start. In New Hampshire, you have the ability to carry firearms here openly without any kind of issue. There is a permit for concealed carry. That needs to go away. That's the only thing that's really standing in between New Hampshire and true gun freedom. But there's also gay marriage here. New Hampshire was the first state to actually legalize gay marriage through the legislative process. And so you actually have an interesting group here of Republicans who, you know, will actually vote for gay marriage and Democrats who support gun rights. There's nothing else quite like that anywhere else, and New Hampshire is a really unique place. And so I think that if we're going to see freedom, we've got to get people who care about it to come to the same place and do something.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I wish I knew where there was a place like that. You know, I know it's a kind of a utopian ideal, but...
Well, it can be real. Like, look, I just gave you an example of a place where we have both gun rights and gay marriage at the same time.
Right, the freest state in the union is New Hampshire.
Right, so we're already arguably the freest place of all the 50 states. And as more people who care about freedom and who are willing to do things will come here, we've already got over 1,100 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have signed and pledged to make the move here. We're already having a tremendous impact. We've been called the greatest, single greatest threat to the state. We've been acknowledged as having a tremendous impact. And these are by the people who oppose the ideas of freedom. These are the people who hate freedom, the people who support the idea of coercing their neighbor to get them to do what they want. They're scared to death of the Free State Project because they know that the people who are moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project are real activists who are actually putting their own, in some cases, putting their freedom on the line. Not everybody's doing civil disobedience here, but some people are. We've got politics, we've got civil disobedience, we've got outreach, we've got media creation. So it's not utopia. And it never will be, but having people who care about freedom in the same place, there's nothing that can replace it. There's more activism happening in New Hampshire in a week than happened in Florida, where I'm from, in a year. So, you know, the question you need to look into for yourself is, are you willing to allow other people to live their lives how they see fit, so long as no one is being harmed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, people label me a liberal. You know, I look at myself as a fiscal conservative. But, you know, with every other issue, I'm totally liberal.
Right. So you're not willing. So you don't want to give the government your money, and you don't want the government to tell you what to do in your bedroom. That's the kind of person I can get along with. I would invite you to go to freestateproject.org when you get a chance and check that out, because I think you might like it, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. But was anyone at one of these IRS protests? I mean, I really want to know what was going on. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free if you'd like, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features free. They are free over there, including archives that go back to late 2006. You can grab them right from the top of the page. There's the last 7 days' worth for your convenience. And then if you'd like to dig in deep, you can go to the archive section and go way back for years. Also, you can connect to our SoundCloud at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and I've had it on my list of things to do for days. I'm finally getting caught up, so expect at some point, hopefully this weekend, maybe even tonight, that I will get up several interviews about the Robin Hooding situation that I performed on various different national radio, national and local radio shows throughout the week. So we put bonuses up like that, and also mark your Edgington Post interviews on our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to encounter not just the episodes of the show, like we're doing right now, but also the bonus audio that we put up there. So again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And of course, SoundCloud makes it easy to play back and to download, and most importantly, to share your favorite episodes. If there's something that you particularly enjoyed, hit the share button on whichever episode you want to put out on your Facebook page, and that helps us help bring other people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Download as many archives as you would like.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You go to SchoolSucksProject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for religious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls. I am still curious to know, did anyone actually attend these IRS rallies that happened, the Tea Party? The Tea Partiers are back. They're waving signs again. Is anything going to change? Oh, probably not. But that's, you know, it feels good to go
out. It's not
going to,
look, nothing's going to change if you just continue to sit around and do nothing.
That's true. I'm not saying don't get out and wave signs, but also don't expect the politicians to care that you are. Yeah, they apologize. Does this mean it'll be the last scandal that you'll ever hear about with the IRS? Certainly not. They still have plenty of power, and they're going to wield it in whatever way they darn well see fit. But I do think it's valuable to get out and wave signs. You meet people. I think that's the most valuable part of going and doing these protests, is that you might meet people you never met before who might share similar beliefs, and maybe you can network with them and then take whatever the next step is. Usually, at least when it comes to the Tea Party and the Occupy, there really hasn't been any next step. They go out, they wave signs, and they go home. Because everybody's got to go to work. And
I don't think the people really know what they can do beyond that.
They, no, I agree. You know, they don't know. They look to politicians for their solution. And, of course, the politicians are more than happy to attend your IRS rallies and your tea parties and your Occupies. The politicians are happy to come jump on your bandwagon and act like they've always been there at the front of the parade.
Look what happens when people like Lauren Hill, she's in the news recently, look what happens when they withdraw their consent.
The heroic tax freedom advocate?
Right. Okay. Wesley Snipes is another example. Mm. When people withdraw their consent from this system, they feel that it serves them so very little that they withdraw their consent from it, they get thrown in jail, threatened with jail, thrown in jail. This is how your public servants work.
Let's go to Rick. He's in Michigan listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Called you guys a couple months ago to update you on what was going on here in Iowa, but also wanted to comment a little bit on the IRS thing. I called you about the fact that we're repealing zoning here in Washington County, Iowa.
Excellent.
And we're well on the way to getting that done. It's a comedy of errors. The county attorney is throwing fits and acting like a little tiny child because he's not getting his way. The people that we actually elected to county supervisors are standing up and doing the job that we asked them to do, and they're saying, we are going to repeal zoning, whether you all like it or not.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's an update there. But I have a friend who lives in Cincinnati, and I used to live in Cincinnati, and he was at the IRS because that's where all the trouble came from, if you guys didn't hear or not. All the trouble came out of the Cincinnati office. So I think they had one of the biggest protests there. They had over
how many people?
400. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing was this, and I heard this on other talk shows. I heard it on Mike Church, and I heard it on Glenn Beck, which, you know, Glenn kind of leads people in the wrong direction, but people do call in a show with some information. There were Homeland Security people there, all dressed up in their new uniforms with their new cars that say National Police on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're not stopping harassing of people. And the one fellow in Cincinnati asked the guy, well, what are you here for? And they would not talk to them.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of creepy, huh? So I saw those headlines that Homeland Security was monitoring many of these IRS protests happening on Tuesday.
Yes, and the problem of it is, you know, Homeland Security, where did they get the police powers that they're advocating? Where in our Constitution they've usurped that power?
Where in the Constitution do any of these organizations get the powers that they claim? And where does the FBI get its policing power from?
Well, if you go back and study the history, the way J. Edgar Hoover did it, he sent a bunch of his boys out with no guns to get shot by the bootleggers. And then people in America, being people that believe in fair play, said, "Well, let's give them guns," and then that gave them the shadow of authority because now they have a firearm. Yeah, that's exactly.
Take your word for it. Done.
Well, that you can just go back and see it. You know,
I believe
exactly
you.
How it happened. And the thing about it is if people don't stand up about this national police force, this thing is going to roll. I remember Mr. Obama standing up the very first time he was running, saying, "We need a civilian national security force just as strong and just as well funded as our military,
just as big, just as strong, and just as powerful as the military."
Exactly.
That's not the Army, and that's not the Navy, that's not the Marines, the Air Force, or the Coast Guard. That's all of them put together, which comes up to more than half of the discretionary budget of the country. What is he talking about?
He's talking about what they're building right now with Homeland Security and the TSA and all of these other thugs that are cracking heads.
Right, but it's going to be more than that. They're going to also have a pipeline to the youth. The original, the context around that statement, if you recall, was, I believe that, I don't know if it was at the summit that they had, but it may have been, where he was together with John McCain during the campaign season, and they both came out in favor of this idea of this national service program.
When was the last time a politician came out against more government?
Right, so that was the proposal was to have high schoolers essentially have a mandate to where if you're going to graduate high school, you have to go and work for the government for as little as 3 months, as many as 2 years. They never really nailed down the proposal, but you would have to work for the state in some sort of role, and it would have been this national security force or the military, and they would be able to choose which role that they would enter into. A very disturbing kind of, you know, brown shirty Hitler youth proposal.
Yeah, exactly. They've been trying this in the schools in Iowa for years now. They tried it when my youngest daughter went. We homeschooled our kids, but she went back for her last year to get accustomed to being in classroom setting because she was going to go on to college.
Hmm.
And they came up with this idea of an in-service day where you couldn't volunteer. You were forced to go out and work
disturbing.
In the community, my girl didn't go. She came home and told Dad, and Dad said, "I'll take care of it."
Awesome. Good job, Rick. Thanks for sharing the story. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 24th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.93.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.29.12, $7.14.56 for a half ounce, or $3.57.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.29.12, $7.14.56, and $3.57.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the show. We will take your calls about anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, also, we've got Skype. Perhaps you'd prefer to connect with us that way. The Skype username for you to put into your program is lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. You can't call us without sending the contact request on Skype first. Send that contact request. It will be approved. Then there will be no problem for you to connect with us on Skype and sound really great. In some cases, almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. So, again, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. More of your calls coming up.
Do you like to catch a baseball game now and then? Do you like to take the family? Well, you know, even if baseball's not your game, you know, there's other major league sports out there. ScoreBig.com can get you major league sporting events, whether it's tennis or soccer or football or baseball or hockey or basketball, whatever it is that you're into. They can get it to you at up to 60% off. Now, this isn't just nosebleed seats. They've got really great seats. Go check them out at ScoreBig.com. When you do, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you'll get, besides the 60% off, you'll get another $15 off your ticket for whatever sporting event you want to get and go to. And, by the way, they have it months in advance, so go check them out, scorebig.com. If, perchance, sporting events are not your thing, it's okay. They've got great theater and family shows, too. Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more. There's a show you want to see, go check it out, scorebig.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter FTL. Get an additional $15 off the already up to 60% off ticket price. It's great. Scorebig.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Jason listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jason.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I was calling about National Service. I heard you guys talking about it last weekend, and it seems like you had a pretty negative opinion of it in general. And I just wanted to explore your feelings. Are you against it because of the nature of our government, and if our government was better, do you think a National Service program might be something that's appropriate?
I appreciate you. Oh, okay, yeah. So, I fully support volunteering. I support my local homeless shelter, this privately run homeless shelter called 100 Nights here in the area. I've supported the food kitchen here as well.
So Salvation Army, St. Jude.
I fully support volunteering, but I don't support coercion. I don't support forced. I don't think you can even call it this, but forced volunteerism. I don't think that you can have volunteerism of value if people are being threatened into doing it. And that's how the government does things. Oh, well, if you don't do the National Service Program, then you won't get a high school diploma. Now, that's not true coercion in that you could decide to not get a high school diploma.
But your parents had to pay for that high school to be built, and that's true full coercion.
That's true.
We will take your house from you if you don't pay for this school, and then you can't have a diploma from it if you don't do our little make-work program.
Yeah, so volunteerism, good. Forcing people into a government program to where they have to work for the state or work for, you know, and when I say the state, I mean the federal government, where you have to work for the federal government for 3 months or a year or 2 years before being, you know, giving them your government piece of paper to get out of their government prison, which is the government's day prison, the school system. I can't get behind that. I hope that clarifies. Your thoughts?
Well, the reason I sort of think it's a good idea is that I'm 34, and I think especially people my age and younger, at least anecdotally, seem really apathetic. And I just think that if people, you know, had the sense of solidarity and bought into like I'm trying to think of a word for it, but like the greater good, basically, If everyone felt like they had something to contribute, I see that as a positive thing in general.
That sounds like a great thing, too. First off, what evidence do you have that the government is the greater good? That's my first part A of my question. And part B, who is responsible for educating these 30-somethings and on down for the first 13 years? And if the answer is the government, then what makes you think that another 2 years in some kind of draft or a bureaucrat, make-work bureaucrat program is suddenly going to make them into better people?
Well, I think my idea behind it would be to give people an option to, you know, to join a political party for 2 years. Like I said, they could join the Green Party, just to work towards...
Sadly, your ideas will never be implemented by government bureaucrats. They will simply take your idea and twist it to their own purposes. And that's not just the United States. That's every government bureaucracy everywhere. People have these ideas that maybe if they were implemented in a voluntary fashion would really make something great.
But government doesn't do things on a voluntary basis. So let's get a little bit more about your idea, though. I mean, maybe there's a chance that he could be appointed emperor someday and you know, put
there
the idea
is.
Down.
It's remote.
So if Jason, you could have things your way, and I think Mark's right, odds are good, you won't. But if you could have things your way, what would you like to see this National Service Program look like? What would your vision be for it?
Well, I think it would be similar to the draft. In the sense that people would sign up at 18. I don't believe in forcing minors, especially
under the threat of violence. So when you say the draft, they sign up at 18 because if they don't, they might go to prison, right?
I don't support forcing minors.
But I could see, you know, to my mind, asking people to commit 2 years is not that much different.
Well, are you just asking or are you forcing? When the government does a draft, there's a threat of prison if you don't do as you're being asked. So when you say ask, do you mean force?
I do mean force, I guess.
Okay. At least you're willing to own up to it, and I appreciate that. We appreciate you being honest and not dodging that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think that there should be choice within that. They should be able to choose the military. They should be able to choose charitable organizations, political organizations, but anything just to be involved and working not just for themselves. And
now, what if someone says, no, thank you, I would prefer not to?
I guess I don't believe in a jail sentence, but maybe some fiscal penalty. I don't know.
What if I don't pay?
Well, I guess same as if you didn't pay your taxes.
Jail
would be criminal penalties. Yeah.
So I would go to jail. So you do support jail then?
Because the government really doesn't have anything except cages and guns. Right? Like, that's what they got.
They could take your life from you, I suppose.
Right. They could, well, that's what the guns do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're okay with that, right?
Like, they could, I guess, take money directly from your paycheck or wages, any money.
You do understand that when they do that, I mean, this is why the counter economy is growing in the United States, is because people have, because their bank accounts are controlled by the government.
And if you're asking me to defend the government, I definitely would not do that.
Well, you are defending the government because they're the only organization that could put together this draft program that's going to somehow save the apathetic youth of America.
Your proposal is the essence of what John McCain and Barack Obama were proposing in 2008. Your program is very similar. Oh, well, it's not the same as the draft because you get to choose which government bureaucracy that you go and work for. And you even opened it up to local charities, which, of course, means there'd be a whole mess of issues, which, you know, what if I want to work for an atheist charity, or what if I want to work for a church charity, and then people will get upset about that. So I'm sure there would be some charities that you would say would be appropriate, but others that you would say would not be appropriate, right?
Well, as an atheist, I definitely would support the atheist charity. But
sure you would.
How about the charity that wants to bring down the government with violent revolution?
Well, I think there's already laws against that, right? I mean,
well, I'm just trying to come up with it.
I mean, clear. I don't support violence.
I don't either. I just think that this is kind of like, how about we just support this? People do what they want and create a better world. People have been saying the same crap that you're saying, which is, oh, the youth of today are all messed up, has been being said for centuries. This is not a new statement.
That's not true, huh?
No, I don't think it's true. I mean, I know a lot of young people who are really concerned with helping others, and I think that we can help others without being coerced and threatened in order to do that. And in fact, when you threaten and coerce people, that you won't get very good help, that you'll get people that are only there because they have to be there, like the people who were in the military in the 1969, because they were forced to be there. They were not very good soldiers.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free, even in these remaining moments, at 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also check in with us via Skype. Skype username for you to connect to is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to Amazon and grab your copy. Actually, you can just go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com to get a copy of the hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film that I had the absolute pleasure of producing. I also somewhat star in it. You can see me in jail and getting arrested and a number of other situations. But it's really all about Derek J, who you heard at the beginning of the show tonight. And if you missed it, you can just grab the MP3 later on at freetalklive.com. But Derek J has now moved on to being the host of Peace News Now, and he's doing great work for Liberty. So glad to call him a friend, and looking forward to seeing him in New Hampshire here in a few weeks for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But if you're wondering where Derek J got his start in the activist world, or at least in the Liberty community, you should go and check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free online. You don't have to order the DVD unless you're really a fan. You can watch it for free on YouTube and share it with whoever you like. victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Dan listening to WEEO in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania on the FM band. Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Have a question.
You're on the air.
For you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where do you get your baseline for what is correct and what is right? And, you know, the whole thing is, like you said, well, if the guy says, do this, would you follow him and do it? Would you just follow orders? You know, where do they get their baseline from? Who is the one that really says what's right and what's true?
Well, I think that morality is what you're talking about here, and morality is, as you know, centuries of philosophers have revealed to us, is something that's universal. It must be true for everyone in order for it to be true. So a good guide to reality, to morality, a nice safe one, is to do the things you say you're going to do or you contract to do, and don't harm anyone. If you do harm someone, make good.
So then you're saying that the people that make these laws that go against 100% of the people, they're doing wrong.
I think that a lot of
people
Yeah,
these are the people that we're told that we have to follow, or we get arrested, we get sent in jail, we get, you know, maybe even put to death.
Yeah, and they don't have to follow those same rules oftentimes.
That's true. And I don't care if it's against 100% or if it's against one person. As long as the person who's being targeted has not harmed another human being, in my mind, they have not committed a crime. So I think that most of the laws that we're dealing with are completely outrageous and unnecessary and oppressive.
This is what you think. What about our government? Our government is way too big. They have way too much control over the people.
Absolutely.
They don't follow, you know, if you read in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, it says that it is the duties and the responsibilities of the people. When government does not perform the way that they're hired to perform, it's their responsibility to remove them. But yet, I don't see anybody removing them.
Yeah, well, what are you supposed to do?
To remove them.
Yeah, I mean, how can you remove them? Because every 4 years there's another election where another scumbag is up against another scumbag, and, you know, people pick the lesser of two evils, and we end up getting evil every single time. So there certainly doesn't seem to be any hope to removing them through the political process, at least in most places. I think there is some hope in New Hampshire because the political process is actually much more open and accessible by the average person here in New Hampshire. The state representatives only receive $100 per year. In and there's also a mileage fee, but they receive a pittance compared to state representatives in other states who are professional politicians with full-on staffs, you know, assistants and offices. In New Hampshire, you get a locker, and you can't fit a secretary in that locker. So in New Hampshire, it's a completely different situation. We've actually had liberty-minded people who've been elected here, and we will continue to have that happen as more people move as part of the Free State Project. But generally, I think that things are pretty much hopeless elsewhere because most people aren't willing to take a risk. Most people aren't willing to put anything on the line. And as long as people aren't willing to risk anything, then they can expect to have virtually nothing as a reward.
Well, what is the process for removing someone from office? What's the process for impeachment for a government official?
Well, you have to ask the other government officials to do it.
Yeah, but I hear all the time that people say that there's a process to do it. How come nobody ever talks about what the process is? How come it's not?
Because it's incredibly difficult.
Is it?
Yeah. The process is arduous because it's political. I mean, anything political is incredibly difficult to accomplish. But also, it's a very difficult thing because usually impeachment has to do with convincing other politicians to do something to one of their own.
Right. So you're asking thieves to convict a thief. And that's hard to do because the thieves say to themselves, holy mackerel, this could happen to me.
Yeah.
But you see, the Bill of Rights says it's our rights and responsibility. It's our right to be able to remove them.
Well, you can stamp your feet and tell them, you can stamp your feet as much as you want and tell them how much of a right you have, but ultimately, if they don't do what you want them to, there's nothing you can do about it because they know that come vote time, you're going to vote for either them or the cross version of them on the other side of the party lines, and nothing will really change, and all of their politically connected cronies and their buddies will still get all the contracts they've ever gotten because you and everyone else will keep paying taxes just like you've always done.
And who stands in the corner and says, this isn't right, and then does something about it? I hear all this talk on the radio all the time. You know, listen to different talk shows
mm-hmm.
while I'm driving, and I don't see anyone filing a motion in front of a federal judge to remove anyone.
Well, I don't know that a motion in front of a federal judge will remove anyone, but you can believe that Free Talk Live picked up our lives and families 6 years ago in order to move for the Free State Project, and that we certainly could make more money doing a show that didn't focus on the issues that we focus on.
I've been arrested multiple times for standing up for my beliefs, so there's no doubt that...
I've run for office and won.
I share your concerns, Dan, with these other politicians and people on the radio who talk, you know, in a lot of cases, a good game about some things, but then ultimately don't do anything about it. I mean, why would someone like Glenn Beck want to put his business on the line to actually stand up for what he believes in? It's a lot easier to just sit behind a microphone and yak about freedom or whatever it is that the issues are that you think are important, but to actually, you know, put your freedom on the line for the freedom of other human beings, that's a tall order for most people. I'm not saying it won't happen someday. Maybe it will, and maybe we'll see it happen more in New Hampshire. Dan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Thomas Jefferson quote, the natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and the government to gain ground.
Well, as long as good men do nothing, that is the natural progress of things. But if good men and women will stand up for what they believe in and stand up for the freedoms of others, then the government won't be able to get where they want to go.
There seem to be these turning points in history. It's rarely a gradual thing with freedom.
Let's go to Earl. He's in Syracuse. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live. Earl in New York, going once. Earl in New York, going twice. We'll put Earl. Oh, wait, there's two Earls here. Maybe Earl called on a different line. He did. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, it's the real Earl. Go ahead.
There's really no such thing as National Police Force. Closest was back in 1790 when there was the Whiskey Rebellion in Pennsylvania, and the first group was basically what part of the ATF now, the Alcohol Boys. The second group is U.S. Marshals.
Now, wait a second. There was an expeditionary force led by what, George Lighthorse Lee or whatever his name was?
General, yes, because yeah, Washington got fed up with the farmers, and a penny a tax, I think it was. And their
penny was a lot of money back then.
Their whiskey. And
well, whiskey was, this was a, they were, basically this was an unfair amount of tax on the growing of wheat, because farmers out east, the way they could turn their wheat into money, farmers in the east could turn their money into, their wheat into money by selling wheat. Farmers out west, which is where Pittsburgh was at the time, would have to change their wheat into alcohol in order to ship it, and it was a more efficient way to ship it.
Earl, I have to disagree, though, with your first sentence that there is no national police force. I mean, you've got federal agents driving vehicles that say police on them. That seems like a national police force to me.
I would tell them, hey, you gotta be kidding. Hello?
No, I'm not kidding. There are federal agents that drive around.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so there is a national police force, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Scott's on the line in Shelbyville. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WKZO.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I work at, I've worked in Ohio on dairy farms, and right now I'm at a dairy farm.
Right.
And I'm also a small farmer, vegetable.
Scott, I'm going to tell you, you've got 20 seconds to get it out there. You're the last word on the show, so go.
Oh, well, all I'm saying is that the only difference is that you can't mass produce raw milk, and it tastes so much better that it would put mass production at a disadvantage on the market, because people would rather have it fresh. So in order to control the market for mass produced milk, they just make it illegal. It's no more dangerous than
I would say. You are correct about that. Scott, thanks for your call tonight. Vinny and Mark here. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare, because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.